Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5908, Baruch Hashem, the 9th of Kislev, Tes Kislev Shvut Ches. HaRabba Chosid Yishir Elikim, the Rebbe is lettering, this is another letter to Tzvi, or they used to call him Hirschel Chitrik. He was on a Shalichas at the time in Brazil, in Rio. So the Rebbe says to him, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 2nd of Kislev. And I'm surprised that even in this letter, you don't mention anything about the printing in the newspaper. The Rebbe has told him before that he should utilize the newspaper. Why is there nothing printed in the newspaper which are read by the Jewish people in your country, in Brazil? Why are there no matters of the teaching of Hasidus and also on things which is the surrounding Hasidus? And the Rebbe says especially that, as I remember, for several years you wrote that you had spoken and you became friendly with an editor of a newspaper that appears. So the Rebbe says, the benefit of this, for sure, doesn't require explanation and lengthy to explain what the benefit of it. So the Rebbe had already talked to him about it, and the Rebbe says, in this letter, you also don't mention anything about publishing in the newspapers, Hasidus, the round of Hasidus, and the Rebbe is surprised. The Rebbe wants him to do that. The Rebbe says, it is my hope, even though you don't write about it, that I reminded you about the preparation for Yutis Kislev. So you don't write about it, so you are still preparing a very detailed program how to utilize this day to spreading out the wellsprings in such a way that its impact, the mark, should be left in the weeks and months that follow after it. And since it is called Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus and for the ways of Hasidus, and over here also, just like we say it with regards to Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, over here also we call it Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus, that the emphasis, or the specifically, precisely, it's like the head and not the beginning. Just like the head doesn't say just the beginning of the Hasidus teaching, but the head includes in it all of the vitality of all the limbs, as explained this in many places. And nothing stays in the way of the will. You have the ability. The ability was given. You just got to want to do it. Blessings for good news and regards for those who participate in the work of spreading the wellsprings to the outside. In the very beginning, we had a letter to him. His in-laws, they objected. They didn't want him, the son, to go to Hasidus, the Rebbe, to Shlichus. The Rebbe sent a very, very long letter. We read it, a very powerful letter to his in-laws, the Karasiks, and the Rebbe pushed, and he ended up going on Shlichus. But you see, the Rebbe is writing to him several times, Shlichus, different heroes. The Rebbe is sort of encouraging and pushing him to do. Eventually, he actually moved back to the States and became a very successful businessman, a very, a family, a prominent family in Chabad, came back. But here in these two letters that we read from the letter Rebbe just recently, first the Rebbe told him about writing to the newspaper. The Rebbe is reminding, as you see, everybody about getting ready for Yutis Kislev. The Rebbe doesn't leave it to their own discretion. The Rebbe is like the commander, reminding everybody and encouraging everybody to do more and spread the wellsprings to the outside.